On a windy and cold Sunday afternoon, just a few days after a January snowstorm, Meredith Bradford trudges through snow and ice-covered sidewalks in her power wheelchair.
The first day of school, on this exact sidewalk that we're going to end up on, was completely covered in ice, and I, slipped off of it and had to have some random person, help me get up again back onto the sidewalk. So that was kind of embarrassing and not convenient.
Champaign and Urbana both have ordinances that require property owners to clear sidewalks, but it only applies if they're located in certain districts, such as the downtown areas. And that creates a problem for some people with disabilities, such as Bradford. She's a sophomore at the University of Illinois' Urbana campus and can't get around too easily in her wheelchair after a snowfall. The low traction wheels are not well suited for sidewalks with any snow or ice cover.
I just kind of hope that cars see me.
U of I senior Stephanie Zaya, also a power wheelchair user, has a different strategy when she can't make it over a sidewalk.
I would rather drive on the street than the sidewalks or the crosswalks. If it was up to me, I'd drive in the middle of the road because people can see me that way and it's technically safer in my mind.
Zaya says she does that to keep from sliding off the sidewalks. As we were walking in the windy cold, that's exactly what happened. She tries to drive over some light snow cover on a pathway, not much of an obstacle for me, but it took a couple of minutes for her to make it back onto the sidewalk without tipping over.
Oh, watch out.
Generally, Urbana and Champaign don't issue notices to clear sidewalks in the snow removal districts until at least 2 inches of snow or any amount of ice accumulates. But Chris Kester with Champaign's Public Works Department says the city could revise the policy temporarily if the conditions are bad enough. Now, separate from the two cities, the U of I takes care of its own sidewalks and pathways, but that doesn't include privately owned housing and businesses that are adjacent to sidewalks. Urbana enacted its snow removal ordinance 2 years ago. Urbana's environmental compliance officer, Jason Arrowsmith, says if he can see people made an effort to clear sidewalks adjacent to their property, he won't issue them a fine.
Kind of hope that people would comply on their own and be helpful and kind of take care of it just in general, help each other out. And that's more of what we try and educate and teach people that, hey, it only takes you another 5 or 10 minutes, clear the sidewalk that's out front, make it easier for your neighbors and those that need to get around.
The ordinance is still new, he says, but he admits it could be better. Sheila Snyder agrees. Schneider, who has a visual impairment that all but eliminates her peripheral vision, says that kind of neighborly camaraderie she would like doesn't carry over in either Champaign or Urbana.
I live in West Champaign, and they're absolutely hideous. Nobody shovels their sidewalks at all.
Because the cities don't have the personnel or revenue available to broaden the areas where the ordinance can be enforced, the responsibility remains with property owners. And U of I student Stephanie Zaya says that can be a real issue for her, especially when she has to sit holed up in her dorm room until enough of the snow is gone.
It's just frustrating because I don't think the people even that realize when they shovel the snow, I don't think they realize how much we need it shoveled, or even if they can shovel it as much as we need it to be. We need it clear.